Yeah, good.
I love double glazed doors.
Yeah, cool. Okay, cool. So, welcome back. Episode 3 of Season 7. This episode is brought to you by the Big Head Challenge, which we're starting this afternoon. So what we're trying to do over about 4 weeks is saying to people, if you're a beer drinker, you swap your normal beer for a Big Head no-carb beer for a couple of weeks, see if you can lose some weight. And if we can, we're going to announce ourselves as the Australian champions, and then next year we're going to challenge other surf clubs. If you don't drink beer, that's fine. You can be part of our control group. So it's $10, you get a free beer, and yeah, it's about trying to lose the weight before Christmas, if we can.
Obviously, if you swap food for beer, that might
help reduce
your
calories. Yeah, it's more about swapping your normal beer choice for Big Head No Carb beer. And if we do, hopefully Big Head will become a sponsor of the surf club, maybe even Surf Life Saving. And we do promote responsible service of alcohol. It's about substituting your choice, not drinking more. So
exactly.
There you go.
So this is Dave, Money Saver Home Lines. Yep. I'm Jez Webb, and we're at the surf club. And if this is the first time you've joined us for a podcast, then welcome. And today we've got Kevin
from Fortune Property Finder.
Morning.
Yeah. So Kellen's been listening to the supercars for the last couple of days.
I have race
up and down her street.
Yes, indeed.
I did hear a rumour that they did ask to have the course put past your house.
That's right.
Just so you and Richard could enjoy the views.
Indeed, specifically. Yeah. Yes.
So then you can move out and rent out your place and 5 times a year.
Which a few people do, I imagine.
I would think it's a prime position. Yeah, that's right. You know, facing Newcastle Harbour and obviously great views from the East End. And, you know, it is a spectacular spot to see the cars race up and down Watt Street.
So they fly, they go down Wharf Road, hang a left at the Customs House roundabout and then build up.
Cool. That's right.
Excellent. Yes. Well, that's cool. So let's start back. Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? Well, I actually was born in Perth in Western Australia.
Okay.
I may not look very Australian, but I am actually an Australian-born Hong Kong Chinese person. So yeah, spent most of my life in Perth.
Yep. Where did you go to school? Whereabouts in Perth did you go to school?
I went to school at Methodist Ladies College, which is actually one of the top 5 private schools in Western Australia.
And where's that?
That's in Claremont.
In Claremont.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, nice spot in the western suburbs.
Cool.
Yeah, quite close to the beach. Yeah. Enjoyed a great beach lifestyle.
Because that's the thing, being a Westie in Perth's a good thing.
It is, but being a Westie in New South Wales has a completely different connotation. Yeah. Not all bad though, but just different meaning. Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
And what did you do after you finished school?
Yeah, after school I went to university. So I studied a bachelor's degree at the University of Western Australia.
Yep.
And I then...
Doing?
Oh, I actually studied a business degree. So commerce degree in marketing and in general management. So strategic management. And then I actually got a little bit of taster of things that I enjoyed in marketing and things that I didn't really want to pursue sort of for the rest of my life. So had a bit of work experience in working for a property management group in a shopping centre. Mm-hmm. Learned how to cold call and realised that cold calling was probably not my forte in life.
But
I understood the challenges with that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I understood that...
confidence building exercise.
Oh, but it was a fantastic experience, and I could never underestimate the value of someone going through that experience.
So what was the sort of approach for that?
The approach was actually to contact business owners and actually ask for advertising funding towards a Christmas campaign at a commercial shopping centre.
Yeah.
And the challenges with that is also when a business says, I can't co-contribute, but I need you to give.
Yep.
So it's a bit of an inequity with that, but at the same time, it's working on goodwill and building relationships and actually asking people to trust in the judgment of what is pursued. attitude. So
yeah, and what, how long did you do that for?
Oh, I only did that for a few weeks. That was a work experience sort of exercise. But I actually then
I did stick with it for more than a day.
Yeah, yeah. But as I said, it's it is soul and character building.
Yeah, or destroying.
Or destroying your day. Yeah, that's right. No, but I actually worked in hospitality while I was studying university as well. So I actually worked at what is now called the Crown Resort in Perth. Yeah. But I actually worked at the Burswood Resort in the hospitality sector. Yeah. I was involved in 5-star silver service to VIP clientele. So I learned how to hold a spoon and a fork in one hand and serve people.
And tea.
That's right.
Sounds very busy.
It was busy.
This seems to fit in with your personality.
And then I think that's where you met Richard.
I met Richard actually after, way after. But yes, I then actually moved into a marketing career at the casino and in a hospitality-related establishment where we were looking after VIP guests, but I wasn't serving food and drink anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was actually supporting them in their other interests at the resort.
Okay, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Where did they sort of come from?
Mainly Southeast Asia, Singapore, Indonesia, Malaysia.
Yeah.
One of the most interesting aspects of my job was actually meeting people from different walks of life other than the people we would normally interact with on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, cool.
So people who were interested to spend big money, they loved Perth as a destination, they loved to come and see the sights, they loved to go and play golf.
People of influence, like business leaders?
Would have been people of influence. Indeed.
Okay.
But the most rewarding part is about being able to help people with achieving their goals and actually making sure they have a really positive experience.
So
about
then
what
they tell their friends and come back.
Indeed. Yeah. So it's really, I guess, an indirect path to tourism.
Yeah.
But, for me, working in that industry has its challenges because it is a shift work kind of operation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really wanted to venture a little bit further rather than being domestically focused or inbound sort of activities to look more outbound. So I actually then fell into higher education by mistake.
Yeah.
And quite a different moral compass, but also an opportunity to really help people. But in this case, helping students at the beginning of their career development and their personal development.
Is that
development
how you
goals.
Got to Newcastle through that?
Yes, that's right.
So you started that in Perth and then
came
over here?
That's right. So I'd been working in Perth in international education for about 11 years before I had come over here. So my job involved a lot of offshore travel. So traveled to Southeast Asia, North Asia, the Middle East, Africa. But when I moved to Newcastle, the company that I worked for had a calling to set up a new college at the university, and that's how I sort of came to be here.
Yeah. And we should bear in mind, international students is like one of it's a leading service that Australia provides to the world.
Absolutely.
It's a big industry. Exports, if you like.
Yes, it is.
Massive.
Exactly.
In Newcastle, it's
huge. That's right. And I think one of the things that, by world standards is people find Australian education reliable, they find the destination safe, and also they find that there are good outcomes for future career opportunities. So there is a lot of grounding for that. So people would often choose the UK, Australia, Canada and the US, and possibly even New Zealand as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly Australia has always been looked at as a favourable destination.
Yeah.
And,
And then you got, so Richard had started Fortune Property Finder.
He did,
and they're
that's
a
right.
great sponsor of the Surf Club, which is good.
Yes.
And Richard was one of the first attendees at our first ever Beach Foundry
Breakfast.
Yes.
Founding
yes.
member in May 2005.
Yeah. Helping us decide if it was worth doing.
Yeah, exactly. I think there were seven of us. We're thinking, okay, this might have been a dumb idea.
2015.
2015,
yes.
yeah.
Yes.
So you then moved to start working with Richard...
Early this year. Yes. So I guess Fortune Property Finder has been an exciting project for us.
Yeah.
Certainly Richard, who is the licensee and the director, started it 5 years ago. He saw that there was a need, basically, in Newcastle to help people in their property purchase decisions.
Mm-hmm.
it's easy for us to all go online and, you know, we have a DIY culture these days and to search information. But also there's also bits of information that are missed or inconsistent. So he found that there was an opportunity and certainly a growing need here for people to really have someone handhold them through that experience.
Yeah. An advocate for the buyer. Yeah, I mean, 100%. The whole system is largely set up to be advocating for the vendor, the person selling the property. It's
correct.
All about them. I mean, not
they have a real estate agent who acts for them. And,
exactly. Yeah. People are very familiar with selling agents of real estate, where they list and sell properties. And obviously, in the interest of the vendor, it's about giving them the best price and the maximum price. Mm. Where Fortune Property Finder comes in is to help the buyer. So we don't list or sell any properties. We look at the information objectively, and we also look at what the buyer's goals really are. So if a buyer is unclear about exactly what they're looking for, we help to filter those choices, but again, to give them, all the factual information that is available so that they can make
and also help people who are not here. So
indeed,
there might be people from interstate or Sydney or overseas who want to buy here for either move here later or just because they've heard it's a safe, good spot.
Absolutely.
So you can be the eyes and experience on the ground. And
Indeed.
Sort of
and basically what we help to do is cut out all the noise. So yes, you know, a buyer might want to go out and look at home opens every week, but they might be dealing with multiple selling agents, and that can sometimes get a bit confusing and overwhelming. But with us, they're just dealing with one person that's an advocate on the buyer's side, and we help them basically just to traffic manage that
and
process.
I think the other thing for the buyer's agents I deal with around the country is about getting access to property before it becomes available. So, you know, the buyer's agents, whether in Melbourne, Hobart, Brisbane, here, Sydney, a lot of the time the real estate agents, when they get a listing, will ring up and say, we've got this coming online if you've got anyone.
That's right.
Because the last thing the real estate agent really wants to do is style a house, take photos, hang around and open. Maybe not so much now because the market's moved quite a bit in November 2019, if you're watching this a couple of years' time. But it's if they've got people that they know on their database or that you know who might be interested in that place, and they can just... Yeah, because it's in the buyer's interest and the seller's interest for a quick transaction.
Absolutely. So. And it's also about making sure the transaction is the right transaction
for all
parties involved. So our clients are quite wide and varied. So a lot of them are people that are in Newcastle, also investors or residents that are moving and relocating from Sydney or interstate. We also do have international buyers, so people who are looking to migrate to Australia, who are starting the property search early in anticipation of getting their permanent residency. And so, you know, that scope and that target reach that we have is quite broad.
Yeah.
But one of the things that is very sort of satisfying for us is... seeing someone go into a home that they really love that they don't have purchase regret and they don't feel like they've overpaid or they've made a terrible mistake or they've overlooked an issue. So we basically pay attention to the detail in that whole search process in terms of making sure that all the dimensions of that property transaction are managed, making sure that they have their finances, they're managing their budget well in terms of the price range that they're looking to purchase, making sure that they have... a conveyancer that's able to help them or a lawyer that's helping them with, again, the contractual obligations, ensuring that pest and building is done,
thing that I like is getting someone also to help you with, like, making sure a couple of days before settlement that you're actually getting what you said you were getting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are situations where you go into places and people go, well, I actually can't remember whether that was supposed to be there or not, or I thought, where's the dishwasher? I thought it was supposed to be
here.
Yeah,
that's
sort of thing.
Right.
And
sometimes it might just be as simple as checking that all the air conditioning units work and all the remote controls are there, you know, and that everything is
and all the keys are there for the garage.
100%. So it's those finite details that sometimes we overlook, but as buyer's agents, they're the things that we live and breathe property every day. So we're on the ball with all those aspects.
That's cool. So look, if you're looking to buy a place in Newcastle, New South Wales or South Australia, the guys in our license in South Australia, whether you're watching this from Zimbabwe or London or Uzbekistan, if you want to buy somewhere around New South Wales or South Australia, we recommend these guys all the time to our clients because it is challenging buying a house, especially it's not something people do a lot all the time. So we always recommend. So thanks for coming in, Kellen.
Thank you.
Been very good.
Watch the start of the supercar.
Yeah, I think it's on this afternoon, and the rain looks like it's going to hold off, which is
fingers crossed.
More interesting.
Yes, it will make it more interesting.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you at the next Beach Business Breakfast, which is on Thursday the 19th.
Yes, no, we are happy to be part of the Beach Business Breakfast and certainly sponsors of the Merriweather Surf Life
and also Mayfield.
That's right, we are a sponsor of the Mayfield United Football Club. They're a local football club that's been going since 1922. So, some wonderful teams, both men's and women's. So, we hope the community can get
there. Yes, that's true.
Yes. Excellent.
Okay, thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you again.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Gav, you're on.